Welcome to the podcast of Pastor Daniel Braddock. He is the pastor of First Assembly of God in Plant City, Florida. We are so excited that you have joined us to listen to Pastor Braddock's powerful preaching from each Sunday morning church service. Listen closely to these messages, and your journey with Jesus will be wonderfully impacted.
But if you have your Bible, turn with me to Matthew chapter 16. And if I don't preach very long, y'all won't be mad with me, will you? Sister Petty would be happy. I love you, Sister Petty. Hey, mercy, mercy, mercy. Depends on how my throat holds up, okay? Amen. Yeah, he can do it. All right, let me read it off there because mine's so marked up, it's hard to read through my Bible. And also I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hope. We need to back up, if you would please, if you can. That's part of it, but I'm getting ahead of myself. There you go. Thank you. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, are one of the prophets." He said to them, the disciples, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades," or hell, "shall not prevail against it." Father, we ask for a few moments that you would touch our body, our mind, our throat. Lord, let the anointing of the Holy Spirit rest upon us today. Because without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things. And I ask, Lord, that you would give strength, you give wisdom and understanding of your word. Lord, I pray today that you'd bless each one that is gathered in this house this morning. Lord, bless them, bless their families, bless their loved ones. Meet every need for each one, we pray today. Have you in our lives. And we'll thank you, we'll praise you, we'll give you all the honor and the glory. For it's in your name we pray. Everybody said, turn around and tell your neighbor you still love them. Amen. Confessing Christ. Is Jesus your Savior? Are you saved? Y'all forgot, didn't you? Are you saved? All right, that sounds better. Some of y'all didn't know if you was or not. But I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm on my way to heaven. Confessing Christ. As we look at our text today, Jesus took his disciples to the Gentile territory, the region of Caesarea Philippi. They were about 120 miles from Jerusalem in the northern part of Palestine. The region was strongly identified with the various religions. It had been a center for Baal worship. The Greek god Pan had shrines there. And Herod the Great had built a temple there to honor Augustus Caesar. It was in the midst of this pagan superstition that Peter confessed Jesus as the Son of God. Yes. Are we confessing Christ as our Savior? When we go out in the world, do we confess Him as our Lord and Savior? He said it was in the sight of the Caesar's temple that Jesus announced a surprise. He would not yet establish His kingdom, but He would build His church. See, the problem with the early church, the problem with the disciples and all the Christians, they wanted Jesus to set up an earthly kingdom and overthrow Rome and all of that. But that wasn't His purpose. That's not what He came for. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came looking for those that was downcast and driven under, I can't think of the word I want to say, but He came to reach out to every one of us that was lost sinners, and He found us, and He come into our heart.
Come on.
Mm.
Amen.
They were disappointed, really, if you stop and think about it, because they really was thought He was going to be a natural king. But that's not what it was about. Hallelujah. And I'm glad He didn't establish a natural kingdom. He's building a kingdom in heaven. He's building a church. He's building a kingdom of God now. Hallelujah. And He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm. You know, if anyone had asked, "Whom do men say that I am?" we would think Him either mad or arrogant. But in the case of Jesus, a right confession, who He is basic to salvation. Aren't you glad He brought salvation? Romans 10:9-10, I think you have it, if you'll put it up there for me. Oh, hallelujah. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe it in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Jesus Christ died, but He was buried. But thank God on the third day, He rose. Hallelujah. And in that rising came our salvation. But you got to believe it in your heart unto righteousness, and then confess with your mouth. What are we supposed to confess? Confess our sins. I don't know how y'all got saved, but I had to confess. You know, I'm fixing to get in trouble, John. There's some things that some of y'all need to confess to one another, but you won't do it. I'll leave it alone. Confess. Getting out of. Now, my brother's here, so I got to be careful, because he knows what I did when I was a teenager. Daddy only had one car, so we had to double date all the time. And I heard him say yesterday, we had to find two sisters, you know, so we could didn't always work out, did it, Sam? But I remember that Friday night in a youth camp. I was 16 years old, sitting on a concrete floor about 10 o'clock at night, and the presence of God flooded my soul. And I began to empty out. I began to confess. Now, I wasn't bad. Now, he was bad. I was good. I saw that. But yet, when conviction came to my heart, it made me realize that I needed something that I didn't have. It convinced me that I need to do some confessing, getting things out of my heart, laying it out there before Christ, and accept Him into my life by confessing my sins. And when I did that, He came into my heart. And guess what happened? I became a new creature, a new person, a new identity. I became a born again believer, a new child of God. Hallelujah. Glory. My only problem is today I still find myself confessing. Every day. I know all you super spiritual people, you don't have to do that. But I have to confess. And I said, well, what have you done? I don't know if I've done anything. I hope I hadn't. But I just confessed myself to Him. I opened my heart up and said, Lord, whatever in my life that You don't like, take care of it. Whatever's in my heart that maybe have come in and snuck into my life that You're not pleased with, I give it to You. I confess it. Oh, hallelujah. Confessing Christ means everything to us. You're saying to the world, I belong to Him. Wow. He said a right confession of who He is basic to salvation. His person and His work go together. You can't get saved without Jesus Christ. Now you may go to church, join the church, sing in the choir, pay your tithes, and be faithful. But unless Jesus is in your heart, you will not go to heaven. But I'm a good person. Let me just tell you something today, church. Hell is good and full of good people. But if you don't confess Christ, you will not go to heaven. Boy, y'all got quiet on that one. But the truth is the truth. He said, it is amazing to see how confused the people about Jesus was. Go to John chapter 10, verse 19 through 21, if you would, please. It's coming. I believe it's coming. Amen, amen, amen. There we go. Therefore, there was a division among many of the Jews because of these sayings. Next verse. And many of them said, He is a demon and is mad. Why do you listen to Him? Others said, these are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? Nor is it, it was the feast of dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter. All right, we'll stop there. Back up one verse, if you can. Now, it was the feast of dedication. One more, I'm sorry. Just bear with me. Others said, these are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? No. No, but one called Jesus can.
Come on.
The Savior can. Yes. The Christ can.
Yes.
Now let me just jump in here right quick and tell you this. When Peter made this confession, I don't believe it's something that he just dreamed up. I believe Peter, From the time the Lord called him to be a disciple until this point, he saw him work the miracles of God. Hello. I don't know about you, but it just thrills my heart when I see God answer a prayer. And when you look at the circumstances and you see how it come about, you shake your head. I don't believe it. I don't know how it could have been. I can tell you how it done. God does the impossible. God does things that you think he can't do. He's Almighty God. He's the Christ, the living Son of God. And all power and authority has been given to him. Hallelujah. And he can do the impossible. Wow. It had been prophesied that Elijah would come again in Malachi chapter 4 verse 5. And some thought that this prediction was fulfilled in Christ. However, Jesus did not minister as did Elijah. It was John the Baptist who came in the spirit and power of Elisha, according to Luke chapter 1, 13 through 17. Jeremiah was a weeping prophet whose tender heart was broken at the sight of the decay of the nation. Certainly, this attitude was seen in Jesus, a man of sorrows, according to Isaiah 53, verse 3. One thing is clear. We can never make a true decision about Jesus Christ by taking a poll of the people. Whom do you say that I am? Hello. You know, how many of you is on Facebook? How many of you get these phone calls? Would you answer these questions? They're political, most of them. You know, they're doing a survey to find out how you think, how you feel, and, you know, then they throw out the ones they don't like and they go with the ones they like. Okay? It's called a survey. But I guarantee you, we could ask everybody in here today about who Christ is, and everybody have a different answer. But there's one thing you can't take away. Jesus is the Son of God.
Amen.
I don't care what else you put with it. He is the Son of God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Listen, one thing is clear. We can never make a true decision. And my decision today is not on what you think. My decision of confessing Christ is not about how you think or how you feel. My confession is, when Christ dealt with my heart, convicted me of my sins, and I confessed them, he became my leader, he became my ruler, he became my king, and he became the one who directs my heart. So I can truly say, Christ is my Savior.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, I don't know who he is. Well, let me introduce you to him. His name is Jesus. And he'll change your life if you'll let him. Hallelujah. So listen. Let me put it like this. My walk with Jesus, my salvation, doesn't depend on feelings. Hello? If I'd have went by feelings, I'd have called John and said, you got a priest today. Because my throat has given me a fit for 2 days. And it would have been so easy to just lay back in that recliner, kick my feet up and say, y'all go have church. But no. About 6 o'clock this morning, there's a stirring. There's something begins to move inside of me. It begins to work in my life. And the devil says, you better stay home. You don't strain your voice. Don't you? You lose it. I said, well, if I lose it, I'll whisper to get it done, whatever it takes. But I'm here to tell you today, no matter how I feel, Christ is my Savior. No matter what I'm going through, no matter what valley I may be in, wherever I am, Christ is my Savior. And I confess Him today because He is my leader. He is my ruler. He is my Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't listen to other people. Our dear mother, this is old Bible. She was a Pentecostal preacher, one of them old-fashioned Pentecostal preachers. And I told y'all we had several conversations. She was out of the old school tradition, okay? And circumstance happened. I said, Mama, let me just enlighten you a little bit. I said, it doesn't matter what those things are saying. What matters is what you and God agree on.
Amen.
I said, don't worry about them old gossipers. Because that's all they were, gossipers.
Come on.
You can't do that. You'll die and go to hell. I said, Mama, are you a born-again believer? Yes. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Yes. Do you speak in tongues? Yes. I said, then why are you listening to them?
Come on.
Well, you know, they're dear old saints. I said, yeah, they're dear old saints. But let them stay, dear old saints. You confess Jesus Christ. He's the one that's going to carry you to heaven. He's the one that's going to walk with you every day. He's the one that's going to supply your need. Them old ladies back there, they can't do anything for you. All they can do is talk to you about it, and they can condemn you. But oh, thank God, when Christ came into my heart, He took away the sin, and I'm not in condemnation. I'm free because Christ is my Savior, and I confess Him as my Lord. Hallelujah. One thing is clear. We need to back up. Certainly this attitude was seen in Jesus, the man of sorrows. One thing is clear. We can never make a true decision by listening to other people's opinion. But you know what? There's people today who claim to be Christians, but they listen to other people. And they want them to tell them how to live their Christian experience. Come on. You got one of the best, what is the word I'm looking for? One of the best teachers right here in this book. Well, it's outdated. Oh, really? Let me tell you something. The more I read this Bible today, it fits more today than it did 50 years ago. It'll tell you how to live. It'll tell you how to act. It'll tell you how to walk. It'll tell you who to hear. Well, here we go, John. I'm in trouble now. It'll tell you who to run around with. I heard somebody laughing. But I've actually, Brother Terry, you probably have too. You know, this is the way it works. There's one person in the church that everybody thinks is so spiritual. You know what I'm talking about? There's always one. And everybody runs to that person. I had it in Southport when I pastored there. A precious lady. You know, but she meant well, but she was misguided. But all the ladies in the church, they had to call her or they had to go to her house and they had to get her opinion on anything. They had to find out what she thought the Lord wanted them to do. Well, I'm so glad I didn't listen to her. That's why I didn't get to stay long. But But why? Listen to me. Why listen to somebody who you don't know if they're walking in the Spirit or not? When you've got the Holy Spirit abiding in you, and you have the Holy Spirit anointed word, if you'll read it, it will tell you how to live. Somebody said to me one day, you don't have to get emotional. I said, you don't have to take a bath either, but it's good. Hey, if they can go to a ball game, scream, holler, throw beer on one another, stand out in the cold, 40 below zero with no shirt on, how dumb can you get? And they call that living? Jump up and scream and holler. But yet let the church get excited. Let the church get excited. Let somebody get up and shout in the church today. And man, I'm telling you what, we'll be criticized. Oh, we shouldn't do that. We got to be still. But let me tell you something. If Christ, who we confess, is in our heart, you will, I believe, respond to something that the Lord has done in your life. You may not jump and shout, but you will respond by the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't have the Pentecostal jerk, but it's in my feet. I got that from my mama. Hallelujah. Listen, don't get your help from a man. Get your help from the Lord. Hallelujah. See, the important thing is not what others say, but what do you and I personally say. The decision of the crowd, right or wrong, can never substitute the personal decision. I'm glad I'm saved. I don't care what anybody else does. I'm saved. Maybe that's not the right terminology, but if you don't, you know, I'm glad the Lord found me. John 15:16 tells us he found us. He called us. He come after us. True. We didn't choose him. He chose us. I was going to ask a question. I'll probably get in big trouble. How many of us were just rotten sinners? We got a few, being honest. Well, let me just enlighten you. Every one of you rotten sinners to Jesus come into your heart. Okay, I love you. But think about it. Man didn't save me. See, our mother and dad were both preachers. My mother was an evangelist. Started preaching when she was 18 years old. Preached a revival, and our dad got saved in that revival. And they pastored and preached together for 33 and a half years. But you know what? They could not save me. I said, they tried. They tried to beat it in us. They tried, But you know what? I found out that my dad and my mother could not save me. Or they could save me from problems. They could save me from dire needs or struggles. But they couldn't do anything for my soul. But one day, Jesus came by. And he looked down at this old boy's heart. And he said, this is me, okay? You ain't much, but I love you. You're a rotten sinner, but I can make you a child of God. God took a nobody and put somebody on the inside of a nobody. And that's what you see today. I confess him as my Lord and my Savior. He's alive in me. Hallelujah. It's not a pattern. My Christian experience doesn't depend on what other people's opinion is.
Listen.
No. See, I grew up in the era where most of the people in the church at our, in my young days, was traditionalism. Is that the right word?
Yes, sir.
You had to look a certain way, act a certain way, dress a certain way. Some of y'all, I see you shaking your head. You know what I'm talking about. And if you didn't, you know what they tell you? If you don't change, you're going to hell. I know that's rough for some of y'all. But let me tell you something. I woke up one day and found out that I don't have to walk the way they're telling me to live. You know what the problem was? They weren't living it what they want you to live. Oh, that's good preaching. Come on, church. They was wanting you to live what they were supposed to be living, but they wasn't doing it, and they were telling you how you're supposed to do it. Well, I found out one day, I don't care what they do. I'm going to walk with my confessed Savior. He's alive. Hallelujah. And I'm going to obey him. Whatever you do, it doesn't affect me. I'm a born-again believer. I confess Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus said, "Whom do you say that I am?" Peter had the correct response. "Thou art the Christ, the Messiah." And that word last night as I just going over my notes and getting everything, trying to get it lined up. The word Messiah has rung in my heart ever since. The word Messiah means Christ, the anointed one. A title applied to the coming king expected by the Jews. Now, help me make sure I'm right. The Jews are still looking for the Messiah to come. Is that right? But you know what? They didn't accept him when he came the first time. Hello? Is that right? They're still looking for him to come for the first time. Well, I got news for you and the Jews and whoever else. When he comes back this time, what are we going to do? I think we're going to be raptured out of here. Is that right? But when he came as a baby. But he didn't stay a baby. He grew up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The anointing of God. God sent him. God was in him. He was in God. You ought to get with John on that. That's getting into me now.
Come on.
The Son and the Father. Father and the Son. The Father sent the Son. Is that right?
Yes.
And because of that, he had one purpose in life, was to come and to be our heavenly King.
Amen.
Our Savior, Jesus Christ. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus said to the disciples, "Whom do you say I am?" Well, some say you're John the Baptist. There's the division. There's the conflict. Some say you're Elias or Isaiah. Or some said John the Baptist. But he said, "But who do you say I am?" He said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." But I can get along in the secret place. I can get along in the secret place and begin to tell my Savior, "I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you for loving me. What am I doing? I'm confessing he's the Christ. He's the anointed one. He's the glory. He's the power. He's the presence. precious one. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the great I am. Hallelujah. He is the Son of the living God.
Amen.
That is a confession. Christ asked the question, and Peter gave the confession. He confesses him as Christ, his Lord. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. He said, thou art the Christ, the Messiah. See, if the Lord hadn't already come, what we'd be doing today is just useless. Hello. We'd just be singing songs, going through the motion, go home, nothing changes. But because he came, the Christ, the Messiah, came that you and I might have life and have it more abundantly. He didn't come to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. He's my Savior. He's my Redeemer. He is my salvation. And then I like this part. He is my healer. He's my deliverer. He is my Savior. Amen. Amen. Sister Donna, can you come, please? Thank you, John. This morning, this is what I'd like for us to do. Would you stand with me, please? And I don't know all you. I know you. I think I know you, most of you, pretty well. But there's just some things about you I'll never know. But I wonder this morning, if she starts to play, He is Lord. Would you like to come and stand at this altar and say, Lord, I confess you as my Savior? Would you come? Come on. Don't ask him for anything. Just come and say, Lord, I'm glad you're my Savior. Come on. And thank him for his mercy and his grace. Thank him for his blessing. Are you glad you're here today? Are you glad you're here this morning? Hallelujah. He's my Lord. He's my Lord. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. I confess him before men. I confess him. He is my Lord. He is my Christ. He's my Messiah. He is the Anointed One. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We confess you, Lord. You're our Savior. Without you, we wouldn't be here today. Lord, without you, we would not be saved. We would not be standing here in your presence, raising our hands and worshiping you and telling you, you are our Savior. Hallelujah. 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 Yes.
Thank you for listening today to the podcast of Pastor Daniel Braddock. If you are encouraged and uplifted by Pastor Braddock's preaching, please write a positive review on your favorite podcast app. Subscribe to this podcast on your app so you will not miss any future episodes. Take the word preached by Pastor Braddock and share it with your family, your friends, and your community. May God bless you today.